You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am host Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And we, if you are joining us for the first time, we're a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone today and some innovative guests each week and also what's going on around the United States on our events calendar.
So today we have two awesome guests. First, we have Mooney Ironi, and she is a philanthropist, a celebrity coach, a global speaker, author, producer, corporate trainer. I mean, this woman does it all. She's known as the Queen of Beverly Hills. Second, we have Scotty Wells from ScottyOneLove.com, whose mission is to create an enlightened planetary civilization. Both these guests are going to give you a lot to think about. So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Well, and the first bit of news we have comes from right here in the good old U.S. of A. Two engineering students at George Mason University have invented a device, get this, puts out fires using sound waves. They invested $600 of their own money to do a school project, and they created this instrument that literally you hold it to a fire, it blows out sound waves, and the fire goes out. And what is so amazing about this thing is it stops the need for fire to be put out by water.
Yeah, or foam. It's watching the video really, really just makes, I mean, it's this low humming sound. And to see it sounds like a vacuum cleaner, but they're saying how this could be used in a kitchen, you know, above a stove, but eventually actually,
Wildfires and forest fires,
which is so amazing because, especially living here in California, when fires start, I mean, the Santa Ana winds kick up and boy, it can take off like crazy.
Sometimes you can't get enough water to put a fire out and
exactly. Then
you just let them burn. And in
exactly.
This state, particularly, the water is so hard to find that this is just a brilliant thing. So congratulations to these two gentlemen, again, from George Mason University. You can look them up and read the story. It is a very cool story. Their names are Seth Robertson and Viet Tran.
So from there, we're going to go over to Michigan, where two police officers were called to a local McDonald's because there was a woman that was holding a 10-month-old baby in her lap.
Okay.
And I guess someone felt concerned about it, and they called. And so two police officers showed up, and instead of writing them a citation, they spoke to the couple.
Oh, so in a car she was holding the baby in her lap.
Yeah, they were
okay.
In a car. Sorry, I didn't explain that.
I was
envisioning
in McDonald's. I'm going,
nope.
Okay.
No, they're in a McDonald's parking lot, and the two police officers came over. And after speaking to the young couple, they said, listen, you need to have a car seat. And they said, well, we don't have any family here. And we don't have any friends and we don't have enough money to do so. So they both went out and bought a car seat and helped them install it out of their own money. And I thought
wow.
That was awesome.
Instead of giving them a ticket.
Exactly.
Slamming them.
Exactly. Instead of like going, hey, you have no money. Now you really don't have any money.
Yeah, right.
Instead,
what a beautiful thing to do.
Great thing. And I love to hear stories like that because it was so easy for them to...
Go the other way.
Very cool.
So check this story out. This one comes from Russia. This is about a 21-year-old boy. Now, first of all, he stops to do a good deed and ends up doing a bigger deed. Okay?
Okay.
So this 21-year-old boy that they're calling Fearless, his name is Ivan, he stopped on the side of the road to help a pedestrian whose car broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And they were next to a pond. He's helping the motorist who broke down, and he's talking to the driver, and he hears this dog barking from the middle of the pond, which is frozen, mind you, because it's winter. So the 21-year-old takes his clothes off, jumps into this frozen pond, breaks the ice all the way out until he reaches the dog.
Oh, my God.
Gets the dog, brings it back to dry land, later to find out the dog had no owner. And so he adopted the dog as well.
He saved its life two times.
So the dog's name is Rex. His name is Ivan. He helped the pedestrian who was stuck on the side of the road, saved the dog, and adopted the dog.
That's so cool.
What
That's crazy.
An awesome, awesome, awesome dude. You go, Ivan.
Ivan. Good for you. No hypothermia.
Yeah, right? It's just amazing when people go out of their way. Just first of all, a lot of people will not stop and help you if you're stuck on the side of the road.
No, because they always think a police officer is going to show up.
Yeah, And, you know, a lot of times police officer doesn't show up and your cell phone doesn't work and you got no gas or whatever the case is. So kudos to this guy, 21 years old. People say that new kids being raised today aren't being raised with good values. Well, touche. This 21-year-old did a triple header.
No, I think that was awesome. Good for you, Ivan. Let's get to some events that are going on this week.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com.
On Monday, March 30th through Saturday, April 11th, Working Wardrobes is doing a prom dress and accessory drive to help 50 girls go to the prom in style.
On April 12th, we have the Soul Tones in concert. And April 18th is Arbor Earth Day. And if you want to sign up for a really great retreat on April 24th to 26th, don't forget to check out Therese Hartman's Allowing True Love Retreat in Sedona, Arizona.
And last but not least, on April 27th through the 30th, it's a Monday through Thursday, we have Imagination IQ. And you can learn more about all these great events that are going on. Go to humanitarianradio.com and click on the events page. From there, you'll learn more about it, and we'll also give you links to the actual page where you can find out everything you need to know.
Yeah. Yes, and if you have an event that you'd like us to broadcast, feel free to reach out to us on humanitarianradio.com or our Facebook.
Hey, it's time for our positive quote of the day. Today's quote comes from John Wooden.
Yes, and that quote is, "Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can do."
Why don't you give me a little more on that?
I'm going to say it again. Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can do. Sometimes we make things more complicated than they really are. Sometimes we focus on all the wrong things that we can't do. Instead, focus on what you can do right here, right now, right where you are, and right who you are. So don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. John Wooden.
So we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to come right back with Mooney Irony and some music by Saint Tone. And later on the show, don't forget, we have Scotty Wells.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Okay, and so we are back with Miss Mooney Irony. And as I've told you earlier today, she is a woman that does so many things. A philanthropist, a celebrity coach, a global speaker, an author, a producer, a corporate trainer, you name it. This lady can do it. We really love that you're here with us today, Mooney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for inviting me at your show. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Absolutely. We're delighted that we had the opportunity to meet you through a few different things with the Easy Way train, if you will. You're at the Ascent Expo, and then we met you again at Eric Zulli's birthday party, and that was a delight to get to know you there. And we knew the moment we met you that you needed to be on our show so our listeners could get a taste of who you are.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure to meet you. Actually, you know, you're my destiny, and those of you listening, you're all part of my puzzle, and that's why you're listening to my conversations today, because you meant to listen to me today.
There you go. And you know what? I know you had mentioned that earlier, that people all meet for a reason. I thought it was excellent when we were at your house for Eric's birthday. You gave a quick little speech because you're very well known as a motivational speaker. And I love the way you addressed everyone there and said, everyone that is here right now is supposed to be here for a reason. So look around you and look at all the people that are here that are with you, because there's a reason why they're here and that you're here also. So take advantage of that and really be aware of it. I thought that was excellent.
Thank you. You know, with motivational speaker is one thing, but with me, you know, I only speak from my essence, and I live every single moment in a state of meditation, and I have so much space around me where there's just love and peace and tranquility and abundance, and everything exists. And that's why, you know, my energy, people just feel it. I'm sure your audience are feeling my energy right now.
I know I am.
I'm definitely feeling your energy. And I think that's what's so beautiful about it, is that you come from a very authentic place. It's
I met some motivational speaker. God, they're so serious. I said, why are you so serious? You know, their life is so much in life to offer, you know? And you don't have to be, because there's a deep issues, and we talk about deep things. I said, so do I, you know, need to be like that. Happiness comes from within, you know?
Right.
If you have all this, why aren't you happy? Come on, give me your cheese. Come on.
I think that people don't take the time to find their happy spot. And I think that's why people like you are out there to wake people up and say, hey, you know, you're living your life this way, but you got another option. If you look at the green grass on the other side, you know, take a step into it. And I think that your skill and your talent is so needed. And I love that you do motivational speaking in the corporate world, because CEOs probably need it more than anybody else.
If you take CEO, a successful person financially, and then you take a celebrity coach, they're almost on the same category. You know what I'm saying? Financial success is there either or.
Right.
But then I say, then what is missing? Why are you not happy? What is it causing you to be under distress? And a lot of them have personal issues. You know, it's not the money. It's the personal issues that they cannot keep their family together. They don't have, you know, friends they can balance. So the personal life is not there. So it's all a big visage. You know, I live in Beverly Hills. I've been serving these people for so long. These kids in Beverly Hills High, they got everything.
Yeah.
What is missing? They have beautiful homes. They have money. These kids driving fancy cars. But they're suicidal. They're depressed. Not happy. So what is missing? See, the missing is the alignment, you know, their alignment with the universe, the alignment within their body. When it gets this balance, everything occurs from there, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, my success belongs to my essence, my balance that I have created during my meditation time, and that kept me really, really aligned, mm-hmm. because that's my time with my body and my universe, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And now, do you... when you mentor these different people, do you always try to promote meditation? Do you feel like that's one of the strongest things for people to get time alone with themselves to say, hey, I don't really need anything. I just need to sit for a moment by myself.
Some people, some of the people, I say a lot, like quite a few of them, I ask them to just stay present, silent, okay? I'll ask you something right now. Let me ask you a question since you're asking me a question. Let me ask you a question, and those of you listening to me, I want you to answer this question.
Okay.
When can you tell me what is your next thoughts that are coming in your brain right now? Do you know what's the next thought that's coming in your brain?
Well, mine was, what is she going to ask me?
You don't know, really. You know, you can't control. I'm talking about that next one. That's
right.
The present. Again, you're talking about
that's present. Yeah, the absolutely.
Next, the next one is coming. We don't know where our mind is going to go. It might go
you're
to
right.
a toddler. It might go to a teenager. It might go to, oh, my God, I have to cook. Oh, my God, I have to do this, right?
Right.
But the thoughts are constantly coming in and out of your brain. And there's no way anybody can control the brain. It's just like your heartbeat. Can you stop your heartbeat?
No.
You can, right?
Yeah.
So some people, when they meditate, they said, okay, imagine something. But I'm saying, don't imagine something. Stay there in your thoughts. See your thoughts in between one thought and another thought and another thought. Between these thoughts, there is a silent moment.
Right.
And that silent moment, you can only be present with it when you're completely still. And this is who am I, and this is who you are. That's your space I'm talking about. So that silent space, you can increase with meditation. And as you increase more, you will see you go to the next level. Can I share you one of the guys yesterday I met, one of the reporters?
Okay.
Sure.
I'm doing a lot of work with one of the person in Hollywood quite a bit, so you see a lot of my photos with him. So they were asking me, what is your relationship with him? I said, come here, sit down, and I'll give you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I say, how about if I give you a skeleton? Would you be attracted physically to a skeleton? He said, well, no. I said, exactly, I see you a skeleton too. I see everybody like a skeleton. I'm not attracted to anybody. I just feel their energy. I feel who they are, you know. So I said, when you live in that state of moment, you don't have it. I said, with me, I'm so happy where I am. I choose not to have any relationship in my life because my relationship is my universe, my kids, my woman. I'm helping so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wonderful family. What am I missing? Nothing. I'm so content, you know?
Right.
So when I gave him this answer, he still looked at me and said, okay. Like, but they're always after me, you know, because they're always asking me questions about, tell me about that person. I say, hey, look, the integrity is not for sale, okay?
Right.
I'm a professional woman. One time one of the paparazzi actually came in Mount Beverly Hills home and he was outside and he had almost 500,000 in his taxi case.
Wow.
He showed me the case. I said, here it is, and would you please talk? I said, come here. I said, do you see this home belongs to somebody in need? He looked at my face and no. I said, okay. I said, even if I'm in need, integrity is not for sale.
And
then he looked at me and said, okay. I said, you know something, why don't you cover something good? When somebody is down already, let's say you have someone who's depressed, right,
mm-hmm.
who's taking drugs.
Right.
That's the need you really want to cover because you don't care for them. You only care how much magazines can you sell.
Right.
I said, why don't you use your essence and see how would you feel when you're down and all these people are bombarding you? I said, leave them alone. Give them some space to recoup, to rehab themselves, to align themselves, you know? Those poor people, they can't even go to a psychologist because all the paparazzi is around them, you know?
Right.
This is a job I do with CEOs and with my celebrities. I come in the middle where other people cannot be present, you know?
Yeah, you're like this secret that slides in and helps them, and nobody knows.
That's the person I am. I'm the middle person. But I've done it for almost 32 years, and I'm a very respectable woman in Hollywood in Beverly Hills. What is my second name in Hollywood? Beverly Hills, what do they call me? You know?
I don't know.
They call me Queen of Beverly Hills.
Queen of Beverly Hills.
I just so much work. I said, oh, that's a Queen of Beverly Hills. I said, okay, I got it.
Oh, that's really wonderful. You know, I'm sure you've actually really earned that title, you know.
I'm devoted to the city, though. I'm doing a lot of work. Like this year, I'm really focused. I'm rehabbing people. I'm focused on promoting all my cities, both of them, you know, about meditation. Why is it important? Why we need it? And that's why I will be doing a... you know, Dr. Hong, he's from the Foundation of World Peace.
Okay.
And I'm going to host a big event where we're going to invite Governor Brown, a lot of delegates from embassies, people from Hollywood will be coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have peace bells. They're going to be ringing. And I want to promote that peace in my city. And
beautiful.
This is my big mission. And that's why I'm hoping by the end of this year, I'm going to have quite a bit of success in Beverly Hills, in Hollywood area.
Mm-hmm.
and my focus is all in those two cities because they're both adjacent anyway. Because Beverly Hills is very small, you know. I don't know if you know California.
Yeah, Beverly Hills is very small.
Yeah, and everybody knows each other. I'm very active in the city, you know, with the city councils. I go to the meetings. I'm very active because I'm from, that's what my message is, you know.
Yeah.
Stay still, 5 minutes a day. That's it. Don't do anything. Stay with your top and stay with that gap I talked about. Stay there. And you will see how your life will stay focused. You'll be successful in business. You'll be successful in school. You'll be successful in your relationship. Another thing you can do, you know, like your partners, your husband, wife, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Just sit there holding hands and just stare each other's eyes. Just look into each other's eyes. Just a few minutes, 5 minutes. How long it takes. You know, you are fighting so much. So stop fighting and start doing something else because this will bring a nice connection, spiritual connection between the two energies, you know?
Right. And I have to say, myself being a multi-business owner in a band and a host of a radio show, I have a lot going on. And for me, that sitting for 5 minutes is really a challenge and I have to work really hard to do that. But I still make the effort to attempt it every day.
Yes.
And for somebody like me that is go,
yes.
I see the importance of it. And even though it's been a hard struggle for me to, because I just started trying to do this for myself in the last month, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I see the difficulty in settling my brain and making myself sit there for myself. But then I also, after that 5 minutes, feel so much relief and I'm proud of myself because I was able to sit there for 5 minutes. And as
amazing, isn't it? We don't take 5 minutes time just for us. It's just in silence. That's it.
Yeah.
In silence. How long it takes to do, don't you deserve it? You know, think about it.
Yeah.
Who else going to take care of you? When you're depressed, people come for maybe 2 days, feel sorry for you, and then they walk away, they move away from you because people don't want to be around depressed people.
Right.
They rather be people who have energy, positive, you know?
Yeah, and they want to surround themselves with people that are going to lift them, not bring them down. So, yeah, I totally understand.
Right. So that's why I'm telling people who are at home, being depressed, feeling sorry for themselves, I want you to get up. Get going, okay? Get hold of your life and just keep going.
Well, we're going
to get yourself busy.
We're going to call it the Mooney Challenge. And for the next few weeks on our show, I'm going to continue to talk about how my 5 minutes is expanding into 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And and I'm going to challenge everybody that's listening to us now to do the same thing with me because I know we have a lot of corporate people that are on this show listening. And I think that as of today, we start with the Mooney Challenge. And Mooney, why don't you check back in with us in a few weeks and we'll talk about how it's gone and what kind of reaction I've gotten from our listeners.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me at your show. It was my pleasure. And I tell you something, I would love to have you on my TV show as well.
Wonderful. We'd love to do that. I want to talk about one more thing before you go, though.
Yes.
On your business card, which this I loved, is you have right on your card, my mission in life is to build a woman's shelter before I die. I think two things I want to say about that. You putting it on your card tells the entire world that you are going to get this accomplished. And I think that is just really, really a strong point for you to put out to the universe going, this is what my mission is, and this is what I'm going to do. And so I really think that that's a really... you're really showing other people how deep their belief can be in something to make something happen.
I believe in it. And I tell something, I've given myself 2 years to build because we do not have any shelter with my caliber. And I have a vision, self-sustainable. I don't want them to depend on charities.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have vocational schools attached to my shelter. I'm going to train this woman with quantum science. I'm going to train them to be leaders, train them how to dress up, how to go for interviews, make them very positive, and then send them out, employ them too. They're going to be my employees in that place working, and then I'm so connected, I'm I'm going to give them jobs. I'm going to make them something out of what they have right now.
Right.
And this is the whole mission. That's right. I'm going to have kids there too.
And the beauty of doing that is you're empowering someone who then in turn at some point in their life is going to also empower someone else because they've learned from you how to be empowered. So it's something that's going to trickle down to from generation to generation to generation. And that's such a strong shift that you're making in the world by creating powerful people and powerful children.
Because I listen, you know, I've been through a lot in my life too, but what kept me really intact was my meditation. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
With me, people who have gone through what I have gone through, they will be taking drugs and alcohol, and they will be depressed, or they will be going to psychologists. I have not done anything like that.
Yeah.
My connection was just me. I have only rehabbed myself with my Lord and my universe. Whatever you
want to
name it.
Right.
This is it.
Yeah.
Now,
if I can do it, all these listeners, don't even think about you cannot do it, okay? You can do it too, because I am no different than you are.
Well
exactly.
Said.
And, you know, how soon or how far in advance have you gone now with your shelter? Is it something that...
Are you found
a place?
I found a space... here, and I like the space. I would like to build my own, because I built my home, and I know when they have buildings already, you know, they don't build good, and I know what's going to happen, plumbing issues, roofing issues,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I want to build my own. That's why I'm looking for land, and I would like all the listeners who's listening, please go on www.maniaroni.com, and if you want to work with me, when you write a check, I'm going to tell you where your check exactly went to. Because right now, everybody's going to volunteer their time for my shelter. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying anybody. And what is going to start getting paid are these people after they get training I'm going to hire.
Yeah.
And they're going to get paid. Because there are a lot of people already retired doing nothing with their lives, you know. And I said, okay, come on board. And so I have a list of people that are willing to give their time.
Yeah, they still have a lot to offer. In fact, they probably have more to offer than the young people because they've lived so many years and had so many experiences. So it's a great combination of putting people who are retired and, you know, almost feel like they've got not much to contribute. You put them in a position of power where they realize how much they can contribute by teaching someone else just their life experiences and what they've learned.
Anybody who donates for my shelter, you write me a check, and I'm going to tell you exactly where your check went to. You're going to be part of my shelter. I'm going to have a wall of fame.
Nice.
Where I'm going to put your bio, and I'm going to have your photo, and you're all going to live with me. I'm going to have Star Walk.
Very nice.
Like Star Walk, where I'm going to have people who are donating. They're going to have the star with their names engraved. So there, their grandkids, everybody will live with me.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. So they're not just doing a one-off donation. They're becoming a part of what you're creating.
Yeah, because a lot of time, you know, when you write a check to a foundation, you have no idea where the money went to.
Right.
And most of the time, 70% of this goes to the administration, 30% goes to the victim.
Yeah.
So that's not happening here, because I don't need for my personal expense. Good. Where I am right now, I mean, I don't need anymore for what I have.
Right.
But I would like to keep all of this. And I said something, if I have abundance, I would like to create another one in the United States, you know. And they were asking me, why don't you just build it in a third world somewhere? I said, hey, look, charity start at home. I'm going to start at home. I'm going to do it here. I'm going to make it as a model, you know.
Right. Very smart.
And other people can follow it too. I would love to help anybody with a charity that needs my help. I have so many charities already anyway.
Right.
It's
yeah.
I do constantly. So if anybody needs me for anything, I would love to be part of it. No problem.
Excellent. And I do agree 100% with the charity start at home, because there are people right around you, right around your neighborhood, right within California that, in the United States for that matter, that all need a little help. And for you to be here helping those around you, you can see them flourish, and you can also see the domino effect where they can pay it forward to someone else. and help others, and just let that sort of take root in our own communities, where you helped one person and that person helped someone and that person helped someone, and the people around you can see the good that you've done. Not to knock going outside of the country. It's just that it's harder to monitor helping someone in a third world country because you're not physically there.
Right.
Here you can see all the work that you're doing.
I have traveled the world, okay, and I've been very active in Los Angeles Cathedral since 1989. Mm-hmm. How about if I tell you that we have third world right here in the United States? Would you believe that?
Yes, I absolutely believe that.
We do. I mean, why are we going some? I mean, I do have international charities. I do support in Africa and in India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan. I have this. But the thing is, you know, my major money is going to my country where I live, and I'm going to die, and this is a country, it's ours, you know?
Right.
So that's why, you know, I'm concentrating and just here for right now to get this done. And I know it hurts me to see third world in our country. It really do. It's really sad. We donate so much money outside. How about our people right here? Why not our people? We pay taxes, right?
Yeah, and they're suffering right under our nose, and people are looking away because they don't know what to do to help.
We are involved in 130 wars. Is that enough wars for us to be involved? I mean, how many more wars are we going to be involved?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
You know what? Because everybody is disbalanced, out of balance. That's why my book is ready, Finding Balance.
Love it. So I want to give your website address is MUNNIIRONE.com because I want people to be able to find you clearly.
On my Facebook and International, please like my Facebook. I just rebranded everything.
Excellent.
I'm surprisingly doing very well on that Facebook, and it's active Facebook too. I always post stuff. I am always writing things for the Facebook, and two people managing my Facebook too.
Beautiful. So listeners out there, check out what Mooney's doing. You heard her here. She's doing some fabulous things for the people in our country, in our world, as well as outside. CEOs, if you have a friend or if you know somebody who is the owner of a company that could really use a little shift in their thought pattern, or friends or family, please look up Mooney and let her know that you need some help. It doesn't matter where you are. She can reach you. Don't worry about being in New York or Florida or whatever. And make sure you go and follow her and see what she's doing. And please, please, please find the way to support her.
And her shelter.
Well, I have a back-to-back workshop coming up in New Jersey, Manhattan, Washington, D.C., Virginia. Then I come back to Los Angeles. So if somebody wants to join me on those workshops, they're welcome to come.
Excellent.
Excellent. And we have listeners all around the country, so that's really great to know.
Okay. That's good. They can come to come and join me on my workshop.
Excellent, Mooney. Well, thank you very much for being part of our show.
It was sure a pleasure.
My pleasure. My honor to be here today and all the people who are listening to me. Thank you so much for listening. And I love you all.
And we look forward to having you back again. You check in with us and let us know what's happening in your life so we can keep tabs and let our listeners know where they can follow you around.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mooney.
So much.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Every week, we like to dedicate a song to our guests, and this week, it's going to be Turn Yourself Around, because Mooney is helping a lot of women change their lives and change their perspective on what they're doing out there.
Turn yourself around. Don't sit and wait. Everybody needs a little faith to find sunshine when it rains. Don't hear a sound as you look away. Oh, baby, don't you know me? I'm the one who wants to hold it. To try to turn yourself around. Turn yourself around. I'm not here to fight, to prove who's wrong or right, when all I really want is for you to believe. Skies hit the ground and left you scarred. Searching for some strength through all the fears, wanting answers to appear. Tell me, aren't you waiting for chance to follow you home?
yourself around. Find a way, anything is better than complaints that seem to swallow up your time. But you don't hear a sound. You don't hear a sound. No, no, no. Tell me, are you waiting for a chance to follow you home? Tell me, so I'll just leave you alone. Tell me, are you waiting for a chance to follow you home? Tell me, so I'll just leave you alone. I said, turn it around for the town.
Once again, that was Turn Yourself Around by Saint Tone. If you want to find some more positive music, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com for your fill of positive music. We're going to take a very short break. We're going to be right back with Scotty Wells from ScottyOneLove.com.
This segment of the show, sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit artisticjourney.com today. And we are back, and today's guest, we are so delighted to have on our show, Mr. Scotty Wells, otherwise known as Scotty One Love. Hi, Scotty. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fantastic. How are you feeling?
Just great. Great, great, great. I've been telling the people a little bit about you, but I'm just so happy to have you be able to tell us about your life and what you're doing and how you got to these places in your life. So let's start out with Scotty One Love. Love the name.
Thank you.
Tell me about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Sure. You know, the name Scotty One Love, it came to me actually after I'd come back from Asia maybe 5 years ago. And the thing I like about it is it's joyful. You know, it expresses where I'm coming from with love being all there is. And the one love vibe is where it's at. So that's what I'm spreading and then using that fun name. You know, it presents myself well with the kids, which is really what I'm aiming to do with that name there, is have fun with the kids and share the awareness and the joy and the love that we are.
I absolutely love that idea. And you have a specific age bracket of kids that you are attracted to, if you will. And tell me about that and what your thought pattern is on how to work with the kids.
Yeah, sure. You know, 11 to 12-year-olds is where it's at with me primarily because what I love to do is condense an array of messages as simply as I can put them. And, you know, an 11-year-old, 12-year-old can get it. Their minds have expanded enough to, you know, to get these expansive concepts. So it's so much fun to communicate and share them with each other. And I'm just blown away, you know, by these kids who are coming through these days. And, you know, they've already got it. That's the beautiful thing about life is that, you know, really we come in with it. And our authentic nature is pure love. You know, we all have this perfect divine spark within us. And our nature is love. And so yeah. It's really not hard. It's just a matter of letting the kids know where we're coming from and holding a field of unconditional love with them 24/7. You know, and kids are going to go through what they're going to go through. They're going to, you know, test us and somebody rebel. But the beautiful thing is that once a kid actually does test you on that level, just to know who you are, to give you a chance to trigger you, once you do come forth with the unconditional love and pure reflection, then they're okay with it. They're like, oh, okay, so we covered that ground, passed the test, and now we can play. Now we can feel safe as kids in your presence, because we know that even if we do cross the line, that you know where that line is, and we're cool with that, and now let's all just have fun.
And I have to say, you know, so many kids that are lacking in love, in the receipt of love, whether parents don't have enough time, don't think about it, or the kids don't have parents or people around them that love them. I mean, it's such a critical, it's a critical emotion for a child to feel. And I think that you pushing that angle is so positive. I think that that's just absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you. You know, and I'm certainly not being exclusionary here. Like, I've worked with kids, you know, from 5 to 18 through soccer coaching and different summer camps and stuff. So, you know, the reason that the 11 and 12-year-olds are so key is because basically as we let them know who we are and how aware we are, and share this awareness, it makes life so much easier, because it really is so basic. You know, sharing the universal laws, like love is all there is, and fear attracts like energy, and thought is creative. Sharing that, how that actually works, and how fear being the polar opposite of love is actually based in illusion. So explaining what is actually true and what is illusory is very key for anyone, no matter how old they are. And so to give these keys of consciousness to the kids, you know, at an early age, as early as they're able to receive it, really is really fundamental for us all having a more harmonious culture on Earth. And we really are moving into a global culture now. So it's really important that we get these messages out there and we share them freely with everyone. You know, it's time for absolute transparency, and you know, it's not about withholding any information anymore from anyone. Let's all share who we are, so we can all be free together.
Absolutely, and at that age bracket, they're so formidable, and they're really paying attention to what is going on around them and making the decisions of who they're going to be and who they want to be and who do they want to emulate. And so it's the perfect age to be waking up their conscious lifestyle, you know, their consciousness into a positive, a spiritual, a universal, however you want to say it. But it's a great age to be waking them up.
Yeah, and what a relief, you know, as a child to know that there are people in the world, many of us, in fact, you know, many of us are quite aware these days, and what a relief, you know, for a child to encounter us and to know that that this is their potential, right?
Yeah.
That we can actually live harmoniously, that we don't have to compete, we can cooperate, right?
Right.
How about this? The survival of the fittest any longer. It's not about the old paradigm, the old games of divide and conquer and family versus your family. No, we're all one human family now. So welcome to the human family, kids.
Yeah, welcome.
It's time to have a whole lot of fun and recreate the entire civilization.
I think it's brilliant, and I'm really happy that there are so many people like you that are starting to do, not starting, but involved in doing these programs and these processes to educate people and get people onto a different path, because there is a global shift going on, and we are responsible for making that global shift. It's literally spreading it one person at a time, you know, enlightening one person at a time. That trickle-down effect is magnificent, so taking a stand, as you're doing, as we're doing, as a lot of people around us are doing, and shifting the patterns of people's thought into something more positive that's going to affect the balance of humanity. I mean, it's brilliant.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's time.
You know, yeah, you know, human suffering, it's a part of life, but, you know, when you really break it down, you know, what makes us suffer is being inside illusion. You know, feeling the fear, which is the polar opposite of love.
Mm-hmm.
In order to feel the fear, we must be inside three illusions: need, failure, and separation.
Okay.
And, you know, illusions are sequential, so one leads to the next. The primary illusion is need, so, you know, we can look at this quite simply. You know, if we're able to see that everything is one,
right,
we can call it God, we can call it Source, Allah, Buddha, Krishna, whatever you want to call it. It's all that there is. It's absolutely everything. It is awareness, in fact. And it's, of course, aware that it exists and longs to create the experience of its own existence. Now, the only way that love, which is all that there is, can be made experiential is you have the potential to experience something that is not love. In order for the love to be made experiential, we cleverly create the illusion of there being something else, something that is not love. We create the illusion of it so that the love can be made manifest experientially, so that we can feel being the love that we are. It's like this: if everything is hot, mm-hmm. everything we touch is also hot. It's all me. It's all God. It's all one. It's all love. It's all hot, right?
Right.
So how do we feel being hot when it's all hot? We can't. So it's only when we create something that's cold, right, that relationship, that relativity, that we can then feel being the love that we are in relation to fear, which is what we are not. Sequence of illusions that allow us to experience the fear starts with need. So everything is one, right? So how can one thing need something when it's absolutely everything that there is?
Right, right.
It can't, because it is it. It has it. So that's illusion. So, because it's all one thing anyway. So if we choose to experience need as real, we're free to experience it as real. So what must also exist if need exists? If we can need something, then we can also fail to get it.
Right.
So if need exists, which it doesn't, then failure must also exist.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if failure exists, if we can fail to get something, then we must not be that thing that we failed to get. We must not be one with it. Right. So separation must also exist if failure exists, which it doesn't.
Now, I have to tell you that this was a similar conversation that you were delivering at the Ascent Expo, which is where I first saw you. And this conversation is what made me want to grab onto you and say, hey, I want you to talk to our listeners, because the reaction of the people in the audience who were all adults that you were speaking to, it was very much because I was looking at everybody's face while you were talking to see how people were reacting to the conversation. And it was very much aha moments for a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I thought, wow, you're in the perfect place to be delivering this conversation to a bunch of adults, because they, you know, however, for whatever reason, they went to the Ascent Expo. I felt like you connected with everybody that was there that you were speaking to, and that you really opened their eyes to this whole thought trail. It's a great way to live, Scotty, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us today about, you know, just the facts of life, if you will.
My pleasure.
And ScottyOneLove.com is where people can check you out and follow you and see what's going on.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and I can be reached through the website as well, and the buttons for my social media, like Facebook.
Excellent. People can book you to come and talk at their events and to their kids and at schools and things of that nature. So I definitely encourage our listeners to reach out to Scotty and bring him into your world and your children and your, you know, relationships and people that you know, so that we can spread the love.
That's it. That's what it's all about, is sharing the love that we are.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Scotty.
Thank you so much.
We absolutely look forward to hearing what's going on with you in the future. And we're going to tell our listeners about a Costa Rica little adventure on our next couple of shows here. And we'll keep Scotty rolling in and out of the station and updating on what's going on with that as well. So thank you, my dear. We will keep in touch and talk to you again soon. And such a pleasure having you on our show today.
Thank you.
Hey, so this next song that we're about to perform goes out to Scotty. It's a song called Rejuvenation. So as we take time to look within ourselves, we can really start to think about all the things that Scotty said and think about our lives and how we're creating them every day. This is Rejuvenation.
Just a while, feel the power in your hand. Time has come now to find yourself and go within. Close the door to your outside world. Rejuvenation. Gotta work now through your lunch, you're running out of time. 8 hours turn to 12, somehow you lost yourself. Life's a living hell of drowning, drowning, drowning. Time has come now to find yourself and go within. Close the door to your outside world, rejuvenation.
Once again, that was Rejuvenation by Saint Tone. If you want to check out more music, go to www.sainttone.com.
So that's our show for today. Next week, we've got another fabulous guest on, and he is a holistic psychologist. It's the scientific view. He's also the author of a book called Evolve. His name is Mark Abadi. And be sure to come back and check out Mark and the event that he has going on. You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.